It's Nikki Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Clemson embarrassed at home by Syracuse. Dabo Swinney has to clean up a mess in a crucial rebuild. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, September the 22nd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. All phone calls, all text. I'm sure we'll have a full bank of both. As I bring in the producer, Will Clinton. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you yesterday at Lowe's. We were trying to take care of some late night or late afternoon Sunday cup fixer uppers. I was getting the gasoline siphons to get the siphon out. I didn't want to go to the emergency room by siphoning gas and all of a sudden go, well, here we go. So I got a siphon for that because I'm trying to fix my own carburetor. But I'll tell you about that when times will allow later on when we settle down from the miserable Saturday in Death Valley. So I'm going to try to do it myself. We'll see how that works out. Besides the, again, aforementioned miserable day in Death Valley on Saturday, everything else, right?
Yeah, I can't think of, I mean, I'm kind of, I don't want to say obsessed, but the entirety of my mind is just kind of negative due to that experience.
Oh,
but,
you don't talk about negative.
A nice 12-hour day on Saturday, but Sunday was nice. Just kind of a free day to just reflect on, you know, positives.
As we were sitting in the delay, I ran this by some folks. I just ran it by you. And you everybody thinks I'm crazy when I say this. Let me ask you the one question starting off. When you think of football weather, what does that mean?
I think of like November.
Okay. So you're thinking high in the 50s, low in the 30s football weather?
Yeah, 40s to 60s.
You get that for about two games now.
Yeah.
We start in August. This is why I say in August you're going to have weather. Everybody's delayed. Notre Dame's delayed. Clemson's had two delays. Clemson has more delays than wins. I read that yesterday. And sitting around delayed. This is why you play football in the spring. Move to the spring. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. But football weather, you start out cold. It would get a little bit better by the end of the year. You should play January through April. Give you something to look forward to the end of the year. But nobody wants to believe that. Anyway, let's keep having hurricane. Hurricane heat season hasn't even affected anything yet. There's just pop-up storms everywhere, lightning everywhere. But besides that, let me get to what the show's going to sound like today. In segment two today, you are going to... question mark?
Oh, I mean, I'm just going to give you some of my complaints and some of the worst things that I saw on Saturday.
All right. I'm going to do this at the top of probably every hour because people tune at different times. And I'm going to tell you the 30 things I see wrong with Clemson football right now. And I could go on in micro. These are 30 big picture things. I'll tell you in a second. But I have two drinking games you can play for watching Clemson football from now on. Number one is, before the play starts, you have to tell me what Clemson player will do something bad. Like, is it going to be your left tackle jumping off sides? Is it going to be your right tackle holding? Is it going to be a quarterback missing the read, throwing a pick? Is it going to be your running back fumbling? Is it going to be your defensive end jumping off sides? Is it going to be your safety blowing a coverage? Like that's before every play, you had to guess it. Or you could just have like a bingo card, and it would be, what disaster happens next? Penalty, fumble, interception, blown coverage? Because you're watching Clemson play football now, and it's like, all right, we're in the middle of a nightmare. You ever had a nightmare so bad, and then you wake up, and you shake yourself out of it, and you go back to sleep, and it starts over?
Worst case scenario.
That's what Clemson football feels like. Like, honest to goodness, I'm texting my buddies on Saturday. It's like, I know that theoretically it can't get much worse than this. And then the next play, the text is, I'm sorry. I was wrong. It is worse. It got worse and worse and worse. I missed two home games in 50 years. And I will tell you this. That was the most miserable game I've ever been to in Death Valley. And I've seen some beatdowns. But the delay combined with the unenthusiastic play of the team and the ineffectiveness and the missed opportunities, the missed tackles, the blown coverages, the jumping off sides, the drop balls, the bad passes, the fourth down conversions. There was... This, as I said many times on the show, this is a hobby, and this should be fun. Nobody goes out and goes fishing as their hobby, and every single cast, the line gets tangled. Wind's blowing so hard, you can't control it. You get it stuck. No, you don't catch anything. You throw it up in tree limbs on the banks, and it gets stuck up in there. You lose your lure. Nobody does that. Nobody goes hunting and time after time after time and doesn't see a single dove or duck or deer. Doesn't have, just miserable. The tree stand falls down. Duck blind's got issues. Waiter's got a hole in it. Nobody has a hobby. Nobody goes and plays golf and hits every single shot bad. Not one single enjoyment of it all. Nobody goes on a jog and just turns both ankles and knee pain everywhere all day, every day, the entire walk or run. Nobody is hiking and it's got snakes and bears and like just. Nobody does any of that.
I don't know. My hobby right now is bashing my head against a wall for 3 hours.
It's unbelievable. So I'll get into it now, and I'm going to try to fly through it. I'm going to lead with a big one, and I'm going to finish with two big ones. But among – this isn't all of them. This is the 30 I just wrote down last night in 30 minutes. But number one – not number one. I'm going to go – again, I want to try to lead off with a big one, and then but number 30, I guess you could say. Accountability. I watched a wide receiver, and at this point in time, I can't remember if it was a drop ball, if he jumped off sides, or I think he jumped off sides. Illegal motion. And he comes off the field, and the position coach is sitting down there and kind of taps him on the helmet. He said, you know, it's all right. I don't know what he said to him, but like, just taps him on the helmet. Nobody got in anybody's butt about it. Your right tackle has two false starts penalties, and is in the game. I'm like, what? How? Where's accountability? Your running back fumbles, and he's on the running back you got. But he's in the very next, the next series, the first play. Like, where's accountability? I'll continue. And I'm going to lead up to my two biggest ones. But number 29 I had, and this is a minor one. This is not losing any football games. I'm so sick of the last 10 years with no punt rush at all. And so the guy sits back there forever and booms these thunder boomers. That is when you make them punt. Because I can be honest with you, I'm not sure who the Syracuse punter is. He had four punts in the second, I think all in the second half. Number 28, and this is not, someone makes a good point. The portal use doesn't hurt them with their starters. And I saw the great video the guy talked about how if you thought this roster was the most experienced and the most returning, and you spent all the money on Peter Woods and Parker and Klubnik and Williams, you spent all that money on them. It's not that. But it is, the portal use is an issue in that
you don't have a second team running back with any experience at all. And then I watched Hardy go for over 100 against South Carolina and over 250 last week. The second straight year, you don't have running backs. Last year, you had to move, you're moving wide receivers because Maffa gets hurt. You don't have anybody backing up Maffa with any kind of experience at all. You get safeties back there that I'm getting in positions later on that are Southern Conference safeties. You don't have any depth at all at safety. Any injuries at all? Like, you had to have more depth. So that's a portal deal. Number 26 of the things wrong with Clemson football that I've noticed. Let me start this. First of all, I'm not inside the building, so I don't know the little things that cause all these. And number two, I'm probably not qualified to say, how do you fix all those? I'm just saying that when you go, I don't know anything about the kitchen and the chef. I'm just saying that the meal's not good. Like, I can taste the service took forever. It's too expensive, and I can taste that the meal's not good. So number 27 is recruiting has dropped off. Athletically, that team didn't look as like the athletes that they had here. I think it's pretty easy to see that they've not recruited as well. I think it's pretty easy to see number 26, and that is just massive defensive substitutions every play, to where if you're going to pay a guy $1.5 million and he comes out after two plays, I don't see it in the NFL. If this is an NFL model, I didn't see Aaron Donald coming off after two plays. Number 25, in the rare times that they've had leads, went back this last year against South Carolina, against SMU, against LSU this year, they don't put teams away. One score leads, and they don't put teams away. But that didn't happen on Saturday, obviously. I'll get to that later. Number 24, the best players aren't playing well. The highest paid players aren't playing well. Klubnik, Woods, Parker, Moore, Wesco had another big drop. Miller, the guys that you were counting on, they aren't playing well. Number 23, I'm so tired of starting so slow in September. Like, September has just been a loser month, so you get all this excited throughout the regular season. I mean, in the summer, you come out in regular season, and you just lay these eggs starting out. Now, the Clemson's football season is over, and we're not. It was two-thirds of the way through September, and the season is over. You look forward to it all year long, and now it's over in 4 weeks. Number 22, as Shaq Lawson said, there's no dogs. There's nobody has the fight. Maybe Jaheim Lawson had a little fight on Saturday. Maybe Will Helt a little bit. Maybe. I didn't see anybody with any fight. I saw a bunch of uninspired, no emotion whatsoever. Number 21, and I'm flying here, buddy. Number 21, lack of depth at several positions. You have no depth at linebacker. You have no depth in the secondary. You have no depth at quarterback. You have no depth at running back. Number 20, and it happened again. Slow starts to the game. At Troy, you're down 16-0. At Georgia Tech, you're down 13-0. 10-0, 13-0. At this game, you get down right off the bat. The onside kick set the tone for the game. The opening drive, then the onside kick. Number 19, game plans. I don't see a whole lot of impressive game plans. And then their adjustments. Now, I'm starting to get into some specifics here. Number 18, cornerbacks give way too much cushion. It's like the strategy is, let's keep it in front of us, let's let them catch it, then we'll tackle him. Number 17, the cornerbacks are soft against the run. Have you seen a cornerback just pop somebody?
No.
Number 16, the safeties just lack athleticism. Number 15, linebackers, these are 14 and 15. Number 14, 15, linebackers are invisible in the run game. They get caught up in trash. Don't diagnose, don't analyze, don't have instincts. And then, my number 14, the linebackers are catching the running backs coming through. I don't see anybody fall backwards ever. Number 13, this million-dollar offensive line is not very productive. See any sacks, any quarterback pressure? See anybody stopping the run at all? Syracuse can't run the ball. Lined up, smashed Clemson. Number 12, I see an undisciplined offensive line with penalties time and time and time again. Number 11, I see the offensive linemen slow in counters. The counters, when they're pulling over, they don't get to the block in time. The defense is beating them to the point of attack in the counter game. Number 10, I see a quarterback that panics in the pocket. Number 9, I witness a quarterback that can't see the field. Wide open guys, can't find them. Number 8, there is no more hurry up, no huddle. They try to go fast, but they substitute personnel, and that gives the defense a chance to substitute, and they lollygag on their substitution pattern on defense, and now all of a sudden the clock's down to 8. There is no speed to the game. There's no pace to the offense because they're sitting there, and they're substituting every single time.
And the two opportunities you had where you didn't substitute personnel, you got a false start on your 3,000-snap offensive lineman.
Number 7, I see the softest bunch of wide receivers you can find. Anybody going to block anybody? What, number 6, I see drops by the wide receivers at crucial times. And number 5, have I seen a wide receiver block anybody all year? Number 4, I see no depth at running back. Number 3, I mean, and that's obvious. You don't have, I mean, when you got one guy, that's it, and you keep playing him over and over and over. Number 3 is I see no offensive identity. And I'm leading up this, and now we got to take a break. But number 1 and number 2 in this whole list, the most embarrassing part of the whole list, something that's not, I've not seen from Dabo Swinney teams, but it's progressively gotten this way. I see no mental toughness. I see no physical toughness. I see a soft football team. And that is an absolute – if I'm a coach this morning and you call my team soft, I'm irate. Mentally and physically soft. Anything goes bad, mentally soft. Physically, Syracuse takes the football. Georgia Tech takes the football. LSU takes the football. And they physically take the game to you. And you sit back and you take it. Mentally, people talking about your head coach right now, and you sit back and you take it. Nobody's fighting for anybody. Nobody's fighting for teammates. That's the biggest insult you can give a football team, is that you're mentally and physically soft. Segment 2, short break. Much more on the other side after this.
It's bow time. When mornings are hectic, your breakfast doesn't have to be. Head to Bojangles and grab 2 sausage and egg biscuits for just $5. Double the protein, double the flavor, all on our legendary made-from-scratch biscuits. Order in the app or head to Bojangles today. It's bow time.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Hey, Roosters, Roosters MGC, get your hair cut like a man. Get Mampered, seven-step facial, straight razor shave, back of the neck straight razor shave, beard trims, head trims, the shaved head stuff. They'll do all that for you. Take care of your camouflage. Get some salt out of your pepper. They'll take care of it all for you. Too much lettuce in your bowl. Plaza on Pelham Road, Pelham Road in Greenville. It's our great friends over at Roosters, RoostersMGC.com. Before I get to quick segment two, I'm in a bad mood about everything. I'm trying to change everything. First of all, do away with double numbers. Let's have, you got 99 numbers, you could, or 100 numbers you can give somebody if you're counting zero. Shouldn't have zero. But, all right, so you got 100 numbers. Fit them all in there or else they don't dress out. Was it Williams or was it Anderson on the kickoff return team? Right there in the front row.
Anderson, I think.
All right, on the accountability thing, first kickoff, Dabo says he tells the team out there, be aware of the onside kick here. Look for the onside kick. The center man on the front row turns his head and starts running backwards with the kick. It's onside kick right at him. Syracuse recovers it. Not to mention he didn't do what the coaching staff told him to do. And then the very next kick and every other kick from there on, all of the Syracuse kicks all day long, he's back out there again.
Where is the accountability? I mean, it can't be more clear. And you don't do your job, and you're right back out there again? And does anybody have any accountability at all? Anyway, segment two of Mr. Will Klein.
I have a lot to add to that because the thought of a lot of people that I've talked to is that the coaching staff is afraid to yell at these people because if they're too mean, then they're going to just leave the team.
Leave the team then.
I don't think that – I don't believe that is an actual thing. But I think that's going to be a good thing today because we're four games in. We're 1-3.
This team is who they have shown us they are now. This isn't some sort of one bad game fluke. This is who they are, a soft – mentally and physically soft football team with mistakes and no accountability at any position.
With that being said, if I were on the coaching staff, I would start just killing people with one. I don't understand why we didn't do suicides on the field after the game. Just, you know, Fran Brown showed us directly in their last week overtime win against a poor UConn team that he was not happy with his team, kept him on the field after the game was over, ran suicides in full pads.
Yeah. We're going to practice over in the practice fields for 2 hours after the game's over.
I mean, that's essentially the second half of this team that starts really playing in the second half of the actual football game. Again, if I was the coaching staff, I would encourage anyone and everyone on this team who isn't ready to work their butts off for the next 11 months to just go ahead, take your red shirt and hit the portal. Because again, we are four games in. This is where in the last couple of years, since the rule change, players are able to take a red shirt after playing in four games. We haven't really had that affect our team that much. We've been pretty lucky, but obviously there's a lot of things wrong that we know about. There's probably more things wrong that we don't know
about.
That's
right. That's exactly right. That's, you know what that is? That list I just read to you, that is from the untrained eye from someone who's not in the football office. Again, I compare that to and someone who's, yeah, like I said, untrained, not qualified to do this, right? But you don't have to be a football expert to see soft, to see inefficient, ineffective, missed opportunities, no accountability, jumping off sides. It doesn't take an offensive line expert to see your right tackle jumping off sides, a false start twice, or your wide receivers missing blocks time and time and time again, soft coverage by your secondary, linebackers taking the wrong, filling the wrong gaps, getting caught up in trash, no pass rush. It doesn't take someone on a football expert to see any of the 30 things I mentioned.
Exactly.
And no one inside any building. Imagine that's just what's on the outside. That's the surface that we see. Imagine what the heck is going on inside over there. The dysfunction inside over there.
I would bet that a lot of this has to do with the personalities and the people that are in the locker room. Because if you can't come together and encourage each other to have a little bit of fight, you got the wrong people in there. You need to get some turnover. And I know that there's been a hesitancy within this coaching staff to hit the portal. One of the reasons that we haven't had to is because we have had a lack of attrition. We haven't had a lot of guys that hit the portal. I think it's obvious that we need that to happen. That might be the best thing that happens to us.
I keep getting the text on it, burn it down. Yeah, this season's over. I love this text here, by the way, from 2344. As a coach in local high school, the best advice I ever got years ago was, quote, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. That's right. So what a great quote. I've heard it before. I forgot about it. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And when you tell your guys, hey, guys, look out for the onside kick right here, and your frontline guys – back up and allow the onside kick. You are allowing it to happen. It is your responsibility as a staff. Dabo and the entire staff all that, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it to happen. Your responsibility.
There's obviously a lack of accountability and a lack of pride in this program. Murph from Mississippi gets in and says, take the paws off the jersey until they earn it back. Take the paws off. Take the nameplates off. Don't let them play on their slide. I hesitate. I know we had a texter, I can't find it, that said they shouldn't let them run down the hill until there's accountability. That's when I start to get a little bit of pushback. But you gotta earn something, and you haven't earned anything. You're two plays away from being 0-4. Let's be serious. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to fix this. You don't know how to fix this, but it is.
But it's broken. It is broken.
You need hard sale change. You need a lot of change. I'm not going to be able to identify what that is, but I would be shocked if you don't see a tremendous amount of turnover within the players of the program and possibly the coaching staff.
Yeah. Texas makes a great point. I don't think today's athlete would care about any of that unless you cut their pay, and you can't do that. They've gotten out of the contracts. You owe them the money. You know what this is? This is Florida State 2024.
It's starting to feel like it.
And the rumor there was that the players wanted to renegotiate their contracts in August. The negotiating times were over, pal, when you worried about that kind of stuff. That you read into it, you got your money, and now it doesn't matter.
Another narrative that I have heard, actually within people from this radio station, is that, you know, you're paying, we mentioned four people specifically that were paying a lot of money in NIL, and that one of the hesitancies to maybe take him out of the game, TJ Parker is one of the people that I saw right off the bat in the game that had a lack of effort on the field. First play from scrimmage in the Syracuse game, no effort. Absolutely no effort at all. What's been told to me is that the hesitancy to reprimand them, take them off the field, is that we've, because of the money that we've paid them. Buddy, that money is gone. You can't get it back. That is what's called the sunken cost fallacy. Thinking that just because you spent some sort of money on an asset, that you need to keep using it or that it's worth something. That is not always the case. That money's gone. If it's a liability, it's a liability. $1.5 million? Oh, well. Shame on us. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, can't get fooled again.
Yeah. Unbelievable. No one saw any of that coming. No one. But here's the thing. So you mark off after the LSU game. You say, "Oh man!" And by the way, this is about a four year tumble. It happens gradually, and then all of a sudden, it happens rapidly. You can see the decline the last 3 or 4 years, and we pointed that out here on the show. But this team was different because everybody came back. This is your special team that came back, and everybody you're able to retain all this. You had first-round draft picks at quarterback and at wide receiver and at defensive end and defensive tackle and at the cornerback. And you got Mel Kiper and Todd McShay talking about five first-round draft picks everywhere. And this team was supposed to be different. And yet, after the LSU game, you say, well, LSU's elite and Clemson's going to be okay. And after the Troy game, well, it's just a little hangover game and took them a while to get going. But the second half, they look so much better. And you play Georgia Tech, and you go, well, Georgia Tech's good, and the team's still got a lot to play for. And then Syracuse comes in here and physically dominates you. And now, well, what's the well? Well, what? Well, now you're 1-3, and now you're out of the college football playoff run, and now you're out of the ACC championship run, and now you're just – so what is there to play for? What's your remaining goals? You know, every week, all of our goals are still on the table. There's you lost the opener. You're not going to win the conference championship. I guess you can win a bowl game, and I guess you can beat South Carolina if you make it to a bowl game.
That's it. So after all that season, remember, and by the way, I can say a lot of this about South Carolina too, but all that time about Georgia, South Carolina, Clemson, oh man, top 15 and top 12s and college football playoffs, never seen a summer like this before. And here we are, two-thirds of the way through September, and all of it's gone? You wreck the car on the first lap? You turn your ankle on the very first 10 meters of the sprint? That's it? You got knocked over on the very first hurdle, and that's it? It's like you triple bogey the first hole. That's it. It's done. So, now, you know, as far as what changes, I don't know. But and even in mid-season changes, you know, changing for the sake of change. I'm not concerned about mid-season changes as I am. What's this program going to look like in the spring? The next practice I truly care about is the first day of spring practice. Who's on staff? First of all, who's going to be the head coach? Florida's talking about coming after Dabo Swinney. Who's going to be on staff? What's the portal quarterback look like? What is the team going to look like? Because this season, what are you going to beat? North Carolina, maybe. What are you going to beat? Boston College, maybe.
I hope so.
Beat Furman, maybe. But what have you beaten? The standards are much higher than that around here. Short break. We've got a full bank of phone calls. If you don't hold, hang on. I'm coming to you. Greer Flooring Center does an incredible job with your floors. These people know everything there is to know about their floors. They're going to have the best products, the best consultation team. They're going to give you all the pros and cons and the best insulation team and the best warranties at the best prices. If you're looking for commercial flooring, if you're looking for residential flooring, get the floor visualizers really cool. Think about our great friends. It's Greer Flooring Center. They've been in Greer for 35 years. They've done an incredible job right here now and easily right across the Toyota of Easley. And these people are amazing. Goodbye to see them. It's Greer Flooring Center. Short break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines and texts are flying in. I'd like to get to some of them. We'll try to do what we can. But a busy Reaction Monday show when you come back after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Homeowners and landscapers, a fescue lawn with a guarantee is finally here from topdressing.com. You want a dark green, lush, healthy fescue lawn that's the best in the neighborhood? Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com to get the best compost fescue top dressing from your friends at topdressing.com. It's that simple. It's guaranteed. Just call 888-850-1850 and place your order to have a magnificent, beautiful fescue lawn you'll enjoy all year long. Call 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's E-S-T-E-S Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to really find myself, to get an education and then use it as a springboard in really launching my career. That's what the Life Scholarship did for me.
Knowing that I can go to where I want to go to study what I want to study, having the Life Scholarship made that possible for me.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Blue Ridge Heating and Air, get that tune-up, Tiger tune-up special right now, $89. It's $100 off your normal pricing. You're going to love Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Tell me you heard about it here. Get that $89 special. Take care of that. If it is a new unit that you'll be getting one day, it's the Armstrong unit, the best made right here in the state of South Carolina down in Orangeburg. Good people, smart people. Ask about the mold and the air guard stuff too, to make sure that your air is safe in your home. I've got that at my home. You'll love it. It's our great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air in Western North Carolina and the upstate of South Carolina. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. All right, let's get a bunch of guys, and a bunch of guys been on hold. Clark is in Greenwood. Clark, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, how's it going today?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are too.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, I was sitting there Saturday afternoon watching the game, and you know, my son, he played baseball most of his life. He don't know the X's and O's of football, but, you know, we turn over. I mean, we're just both frustrated with everything, and then we turn over and start watching the Oklahoma and Auburn game. And he looks at me, he said, Dad, he said, that's a whole complete different style of football both of these teams are playing. He said, the plays, the speed, the physicality, the want to be out there on the football field having fun, coaches are having great time, you know. And he looks over, he said, didn't that guy used to be a coach at Clemson? Talking about Venables.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. I said, look at what he's building. I mean, just – I mean, it's really sad that all the money you spent on the coaching staff and all the facilities Clemson has, you look at what's happened. I mean, and you got to go to the higher-ups, and like you said earlier, it's something inside that we don't know about. And, you know, and if I'm going into the North Carolina game with 2 weeks off, a week and a half off, I'm putting kids out there that's been there and been working out, working hard, that want to play football. And I'm sitting my highest paid guys, and because this is, I mean, like you said, the season's over with. All you got to look for it's our bowl game, a bowl game, and to beat Carolina. I mean, but anyway, love the show, guys. Can't wait to listen to everything today. Have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call for sure. And even as intense as he is, Venables is 22-17 coming this year. And Materia's come in and save their program. Sometimes it takes, you know, they build other things around him, but they were good around him in other areas last year. The quarterback's bad. So Materia came in, and now, I mean, they look like they're a playoff team, but at 22-17, if Materia doesn't turn out, then Brent Venables is gone in Oklahoma. I thought he would be. Materia's been much better than I thought. Danny's in Greenville. Danny, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Blessed. Danny, you with me? Yeah, man, I got you loud and clear. You got to turn down your radio, brother.
Oh.
I'll put you on hold. Tell him to turn down his radio, and then we'll get back to him. Joe is in our nation's capital. Joe, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm all right, Mick. How you doing, baby?
Blessed. Couldn't be better.
All I'm going to say is Kelly Bryant, DJ Uliangale, Kay Cutner. Just like you said earlier, this is – been a hole in the tire for a long time. And as I've been calling in, if we don't have a NFL type quarterback at our program, we're not gonna win. Because talent brings talent. And we have two pros in the league, in Trevor and Deshaun, that took us to the chip with other great players that were around them. We don't have the signal caller. We can't recruit them. We just don't have that guy that can bring other guys to the program. So until that happens, this is what it's going to be. Nobody's going to be scared to come into Memorial Stadium and walk out with a W. It's no longer a fear factor. And like you said, we could be 0-4, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
That's fact. So I think Dabble is gone after this year. This is the way it's looking, the way the season is going. I think he's basically said it in his press conference last week. And, you know, like I called you last week and told you, the standard is the standard. You can't get mad at something that you set. When we lost to Alabama the first time, he said, this will not be our last time back at this game. And he told the truth. So that is the standard. The championship is the standard. You said it, Mick. The season's over.
Yep.
You said it.
So, two-thirds way through September, and it's over.
It's over.
You waited all year long. You read about all the top four in the country. You're back, and now two-thirds of the way through September, and it's over. There's nothing left to play for. That's it.
Yeah. You're right, Mick. You called it.
Joe, I appreciate
it. You told the truth on that, buddy. Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the phone call. The hard part there is DJ and Cade were 5 stars. Danny, got you back, man. Go right ahead. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Man, why does it look like the only people we took the portal is the only ones out there trying?
Yeah, it looks like it's got some hunger there, maybe. That might be something that you sell in the future. But, yeah, Helt and Tristan Smith, the two guys. You know, I want to see more of Alexander because the two linebackers I'm watching right now just get caught up in the trash and filling the wrong holes and catching running backs. And I want to see more of Alexander. But we're not at practice every day. I don't see that. But, yeah, two of the three transfer portal guys you got are maybe two of your better players right now.
You know, I also feel like that we got too many yes men over there. So it seems like there's nobody over there to tell Dabo no on
the
coaching staff.
Somebody's got to step up and tell him that, and somebody's got to step up and hold him accountable too. And he's not been told no very often over here, but it's time for somebody to tell him no and somebody to take some accountability with it, 100%.
Yeah, you know, they say iron sharpens iron. It looks like we're dulling each other. Offense dulling defense, yep. Dulling offense.
Yep, totally agree. All right. Thank you, Danny. Appreciate the phone call.
That's a Tiger fan, man.
Yeah, no doubt. It ain't good right now. 100%. Delvin's up next. Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, I said doing great, but you know what? I got to go to Oklahoma and apologize to West Goodwin. I was wrong. You won the problem on defense.
Well, that's not – I mean, there's some – two things can be true at once. The defense didn't play well the last two or three years. But they're not playing well now. So
it was just more than him.
Oh, more than, yes. It wasn't only. Yeah, you're 100% right. It wasn't only.
Mickey,
it was more than.
Yes. To sum up this season and sum up this program, look at your coach crying at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not happy tears. Not tears of joy.
You got to make some change. I don't care what you do in the midseason. You got to make some change in midseason. You got to get Hosanna into the play because, Mickey, are you going to send your quarterback at LSU next year not with no snaps and Baton Rouge next year?
Nah, the thing you got to do now is you got to be evaluating the quarterbacks across the country, and you got to go tamper. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's what it is. You've got to go find out, hey, man,
but
who's ready?
Is your coach who's so stubborn, is he going to stay in his ways or he going to be gone out this season because he's going to change? He might be picked up. Yeah. Another team want him. I don't think another team want him if he don't change. Y'all going to have to adapt. Nick Saban gave the best advice to Dabo on game day. You got to adapt with the time.
Yep. Yep. You got to go see if C.J. Bailey's ready to leave NC State. And you got to find out would $3 million bring him in.
Or are you going to be stubborn in his ways and keep losing like this?
I don't know. We'll see.
And I'm saying this right now the way I see it. I know they got that base beat on. They suck right now. I think North Carolina beats you in 2 weeks.
How can you say anything otherwise? How can you pick either of those teams? Two very, very bad football teams.
And I think North Carolina beats you next week makes it even more miserable. Hmm. And I know how Florida State fans felt last year. I apologize. Similar to it, man. I was speaking on y'all and laughing at y'all. I apologize, man. I know how y'all felt last year.
Ain't good.
Ain't good.
Nope. Devin, I appreciate
at least the Braves are fighting at the end.
Braves won blood, 8 in a row or something. That's a fight to them.
Yeah, maybe Clemson can learn from them.
Yeah. But season's over. Who cares, right? Who cares?
Yeah. Good basketball. Hey, man, when did basketball start? About what?
Not soon enough.
November 4th. November 4th.
Thank you, Will.
Yeah. Not soon enough.
Yeah. Maybe that one needs to learn from Brad. You know, go to transfer portal to get some good players.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, look, we can make an argument, and it's not a bad argument, especially depth-wise, but even then, the thing that we were told and what all the national pundits told and what we felt like believe is that that you retained all your guys and that you got these five first-round draft picks and all these guys came back and you got the most returning production and you'd rather have guys been in the program that you developed. I do think depth-wise. I think did not have more depth at safety and more not have more depth at running back. If you're not going to run him, anyway.
You could have a different quarterback if your coach ain't loyal to the player. I don't care how much money you pay him. Put what's in there, give you a spark. You never know.
Yeah. By the way, my good friend said, all my Atlanta teams win big at the end of the year, and they always mess my draft picks up. Devin, I appreciate it, man. Thanks an awful lot. I've got several on hold. Guys, hang on because I don't have enough time to give you enough time to make your points. I do want to tell you about my friends at Trail, TREHEO.com, 800-319-7006. We love our great friends over at Trail. This is the better building experience. It's a better building process. What Trail does is gets you the building on time and on budget, and they build a terrific relationship with you. And it is a fantastic company that really the blueprint for how customer service should be and how relationships should go. We love Trail. Find out about the better building experience. And that is, for 40 years it was commercial, and now they're remodeling, they're building homes, trail-tailored homes. Find out why 80% of the annual volume comes from repeat clients. Find out why they've never sued anybody, never been sued. Find out why their philosophy is if they don't exceed your expectations, then they have failed at that project. We love our great friends at Trail. When we come back, Matthew, Zeke, Hal, hang on, I'm coming to you. I want to quickly, at the top of every hour, go over my 30 issues I have with Clemson football. And easy, untrained eye issues. But just to reiterate, the two that just stand out to me more than anything else is, and this is the biggest insult, if any football coach in America, former football coach is hearing this right now, name a bigger insult, well, maybe cheating. But besides, within the rules, name a bigger insult that if I tell you, I walk up to you and I tell you, your team is mentally soft and your team is physically soft. What you're telling me is that I am not a good football coach.
if I allow my team to do that. You're coaching it or you're allowing it? Hour number two when you come back right after this.